on the show today, doppelgangers. And we want to end this episode talking more about twins, but the human kind. For decades, identical twins have been observed and studied by researchers trying to answer the age-old question: what is nature and what is nurture? Nancy Siegel is a professor of developmental psychology and the director of the Twin Studies Center at California State University, Fullerton. Here she is on the TED stage in 2017.
Let's talk about twins. Twins turn heads wherever they go. Society tells us that we all differ in appearance and behavior. So when we encounter two people who look and act so much alike, it challenges our belief in the way that the world works. We find ourselves intrigued and drawn into twins' lives, trying to understand them. For most of human history, psychologists believe that we are largely products of our environment. But twin research is teaching us that so many more of our behaviors than we ever would have imagined are influenced by the genes. There are two kinds of twins, identical and fraternal, and both are essential in twin research. Identical twins result when a single fertilized egg divides within the first 14 days after conception, and these twins share all their genes in common. Fraternal twins share half their genes on average, just like ordinary brothers and sisters, and they result when a woman releases two eggs at the same time that are separately fertilized by two separate sperm. We can compare the similarity of identical twins in running speed or in how fast they solve math problems to the similarity of fraternal twins. And if identical twins are more alike, and they usually are, this tells us that the genes play an important role. Now, most studies use identical twins raised together, but studying the rare pairs of identical twins reared apart is even better, because if identical twins raised apart are as alike as identical twins raised together, this is even more compelling evidence that genes are important in our development. Think about the identical Jim twins, Jim Lewis and Jim Springer, who grew up in different Ohio cities. They didn't meet until they were nearly 40. And they discovered that both twins bit their fingernails down to the nub. They both drove light blue Chevrolets. They both had mixed headache syndromes beginning in their teenage years. And they both liked to vacation on the same three-block strip of beach in Florida. The Jim twins also both named their sons James Allen. Now, James is a fairly common first name, but Allen is a much less common first or second name. Both of the twins had worked part-time in sheriff's offices and part-time at McDonald's. And they loved to scatter love letters around the house for their wives. And in a curious twist, both twins had married women named Linda, divorced them and married women named Betty. But then one of the Jim twins divorced Betty and married Sandy. We know the divorce is a partly genetically influenced trait, so you can imagine the worry on the part of the remaining Betty. And I also studied Barbara and Daphne, the giggle twins. My colleagues and I affectionately call them that because when they met for the first time, they discovered that they laughed uncontrollably with each other and with nobody else. And they had the same crooked pinky fingers, the same disinterest in politics, and they drank their coffee cold, black, and without sugar. These twins had had a first miscarriage in their first pregnancy, followed by two healthy boys and a daughter. That may not be so surprising, because female physiology may in fact the sex of our children, and in this case, the physiology was perfectly matched. I finally want to mention two sets of identical twins, males, born in Colombia, South America. One pair from the city, one pair from the country. We don't know how this happened, But early on in the premature nursery, one newborn twin was accidentally exchanged with one newborn twin in the other pair. So these two sets of brothers grew up thinking they were fraternal twins, when in fact they were completely genetically unrelated. When they were 25, the truth was discovered, and the real pairs were reunited. I went down to Bogota to study them, and I discovered that the personalities of the reunited twins aligned almost perfectly. In one case, the twins were outgoing, gregarious, risk-taking. And in the other case, they were introverted, little cautious, little restrained. Again, we don't fully understand the reasons behind these similarities, but seeing them repeated in identical twins, more so than fraternal twins, gives us a genetic perspective on human development. Twins are not just mere objects of fascination. Just by being themselves, just by acting naturally, they give science a powerful tool for understanding genetic and environmental influences on behavior. And in this way, they tell us about our humanity, why we are the way that we are, and how we got that way. Thank you.
That was Nancy Siegel. Her latest book is called Deliberately Divided, Inside the Controversial Study of Twins and Triplets Adopted Apart. She, by the way, is also a twin, the fraternal kind. And you can see her full talk at TED.com. Thank you so much for listening to our show, Doppelgangers. This episode was produced by James Delahoussaye, Katie Monteleone, Matthew Cloutier, and Fiona Guerin. It was edited by Sanaz Meshkinpour and me. Our production staff at NPR also includes Rachel Faulkner-White and Harsha Nahada. Irene Noguchi is our executive producer. Our audio engineers were Robert Rodriguez and David Greenberg. Our theme music was written by Ramtin Arablouei. Our partners at TED are Chris Anderson, Michelle Quint, Alejandra Salazar, and Daniela Balarezzo. I'm Manoush Zomorodi, and you have been listening to the TED Radio Hour from NPR.